some months ago, and recognizing that we've had some challenges with assessments over the last couple of years as we changed from the old RSVP program to the new SPSVP program.
SPS.
Well, there was
SPS. That's much, much simpler. And as prices have gone up. And so Public Works and OFS have been leading the charge and doing some work to help us think this through, and they're here to present to us today. Welcome.
The Council President, Council President Stark, thank you. Holly, I think, is going to lead us off a little bit with some general background around the materials that were presented yesterday.
Yes.
Ms. Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Ms. President Stark, council members. Just wanted to set the stage of we're here today. It was evident that at the budget meeting last December that street improvement rates have been fluctuating, and we set up four principles, and we decided that a work group needed to be formed, and that work group was to keep in mind those four principles while developing some options for the council members to consider today. So the group has been working very hard. It's not a small project at all, and the team often found ourselves, which I was included in, often going down different considerations and making the project bigger than it was. So in order to try to, in the spirit of productivity, the team really focused our conversation on coming up with the policy rates and establishing some rate options. And we felt that that would really be a foundation, and then we would be able to consider all the different considerations that need to go along with that. So I sent you some background information. And so things that we're going to limit the discussion to and not really focus on today were things like sidewalks in non-project areas, cost participation in county projects, standard amenities, real estate fees, and then unimproved streets. So we really thought those can take us down a whole bunch of different avenues, and that we're going to put those aside and come back in a phase two and talk about those. So today it's really about how can we do street improvement assessment rate options. So I will turn it over to Mr. Cordes.
So Council President Stark, council members, thank you, Ms. Houston, for the introduction and your partnership throughout the work group. It's been, as she stated, it's a very unwieldy project, for lack of a better way of putting it. There's a lot of complexity to it. We're gonna dive into that today. By way of warning, maybe, don't expect that we're gonna get to any hard and fast conclusions today. This is, if you think about the funnel, December 2nd, we are in front of you with some basic principles and getting some general feedback. We're at that next stage of refining it a little bit more in the areas that you just heard about, specifically around rates and how rates get established. Our expectation is that we're gonna get some more feedback from you, and then be able to come back in a more specific way and model out some options that you can consider. So it's an iterative process, and we apologize for that on one hand, but on the other hand, it's almost inevitable given the complexity and the challenges before us. So there's a PowerPoint in front of you. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties, so we're working off of hard copies, and I just noticed there's not page numbers. So I'll do the best I can to orient you to what I'm talking about along the way. I want to give just a quick history and background to level set all of us on kind of what's happened over the last 10 years with regard to assessments. And really, we find ourselves here today because of, as Council President Stark mentioned at the outset, the introduction of arterials into the assessment mix. And again, we're just talking about street improvement, street reconstruction assessments. We're not talking about right-of-way assessments today. But the introduction of arterials to the reconstruction mix, and just the diluting of the number of residential projects create some challenges as well in terms of how projects get assessed. And I'll get into those details and why that is as we go throughout the presentation today. So if we go on to what's this third slide, it says history on the top. 2007 was when street improvement bonds were introduced as our primary financing tool. And so that's a 20-year product where we pay off our debt over 20 years. And one of the features of that tool is that it requires by state law 20% cost participation at a minimum. So that's a floor in order for us to use that tool. Property owners that are adjacent to the reconstructions are required to pay at least 20% of the cost. So that's one of the factors that we have to consider as we establish assessment rates, is to make sure that we meet that minimum floor. 2015 was when we've experienced the most recent change, and really is why we're here before you today, with the introduction of arterials into the RSVP program, which changed now to St. Paul Streets. There's a greater mix of properties involved now that we really didn't have to wrestle with previously. Residential, commercial, industrial, apartments are all part of the mix now. And just the clear fact that arterials cost more to reconstruct than residential has added some complexity and some considerations as well. So if you go to the next page that says background, the issue really, which Council President Stark articulated really well at the beginning, interruption of arterials, recent growth in project costs has caused the need to really reevaluate how assessments are handled on street reconstruction projects, and brought us to the December 2nd meeting during the budget season, where we laid out four principles, which are laid out on this page. And just to reiterate what they are really quickly, that we maintain cost participation around 25% on reconstruction projects, but that also assessment rates should be consistent and predictable. And it turns out, said it in December, I'm gonna say it again, there's a lot of mutual exclusivity between those two principles. It's really hard to meet both of those criteria, and we're trying the best we can to craft some policy options that get at that. Again, to the best that is possible. We also talked about infill sidewalks, and I'll mention that again. We would like there to be some discussion about that today, just to affirm the pretty consistent thinking around when we have a project area historically, when there's been infill sidewalks, we have not, city policy, addressed those as 100% assessed to property owners. The proposal, the option that we want to put in front of you is to include those infill sidewalks into the actual project areas when we have a project, and incorporate them into the total project cost. So that's just a note that was principle three, and it's something that we're kind of have off to the side today, but it's something that I think there's been a lot of coalescing from the administration, from council members that have weighed in previously, and from a staff perspective, that it just kind of makes sense to do that. And then the fourth principle, which is around standard amenities, is something that Holly mentioned that we want to, again, hold off to the side for today and revisit later, so we don't get sidetracked on that issue, not to diminish its importance. So those are the principles we talked about on December 2nd. We're going to focus on the first two today.